Ireland has done something remarkable. It has been able to recover from the financial collapse of 2008-2009 in a way that some believe Barbados can learn from. One such person is the former chairman and CEO of Coca-Cola, Edward Isdell, who now lives in Barbados. Some days ago, he invited the former Prime Minister of Ireland, Enda Kenny, and his former Finance Minister, Michael Noonan, to share Ireland's story with the social partnership here.
So in 2008 and 2009, when the recession hit globally, we felt the consequences of that like no other.
That's former Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny.
It meant that interest rates were 15.2 in Ireland. You were blocked out of all the markets. Unemployment was 15%. You were hemorrhaging thousands of people every week, being forced to emigrate to find employment to keep their families alive. You had hundreds of thousands who were not able to pay mortgages. You had banks collapse. You had construction companies collapsed. You had estates all over the country left in an unfinished state. We called them ghost estates. And in the middle of all that, it was necessary to have an understanding that if this was to be sorted out, the social partnership would be an essential element of that solution.
He said Ireland would not have been able to sort out its problems without the buy-in of the social partnership.
When I was Prime Minister, or when he was Minister for Finance, people all over the country could walk into his office and say, I need to talk to you about this. I've got a problem here. Here's an issue that I think government should address. So we changed the nature of the way that budgets are presented. The minister introduced a system of having a spring statement so that everybody would see what the books were like. But then we had publicly televised audiences with the social partnership around a big table in this room this size, that everybody would have their say in the preparations and the consultations about the budget for the following year. Normally ours are presented in October. So sort of in the month of June, it's already over in Ireland for this year now, all the social partnership would arrive in, the farmers, the teachers, the public servants, the private sector unions, the construction sector, a long, long list. And they would each have their appointed time to make their case to government, in public, televised, as to how they would see the situation up ahead.
And to build trust in government, this is what they did in Ireland.
In our case, what I introduced was, let's say this gentleman was the Minister for the Environment, and his programme was part of the overall strategy for government. So on a quarterly basis, he would have to present to Cabinet the changes and the steps that he had taken to complete his element of government strategy, and we would then present that in a televised public forum so that everybody knew what the minister was doing on behalf of government and how he was getting on with social partnership in general. So we had a system of, you know, not just consultation, but there was bargaining going on with the political process directly. For instance, for low-paid workers, we introduced a system of having a commission look at recommendations for lower-paid workers and what their increases in wages might be. And government said, whatever you recommend on the basis of thorough analysis and accurate facts, we will honour. So it wasn't a case of, oh, you go into government and because you're Union X, you're going to get this, and because you're Union Y, you get something else. So essentially, Ireland cut the cost of the public service by 20%. And because social partnership was directly involved, there wasn't any strike.
And the former Irish Prime Minister added,
we cut the salaries of the ministers, starting with myself. Every minister in the Irish government had a car from the state. We took those away and made them buy their own cars. They had state drivers who were policemen. We took those away and put those policemen out on the beat on the streets and allowed people to hire their own civilian drivers. I did not stay in the official residence of the Prime Minister. I walked to work every day so that the busmen and the taximen and the people on the street who were giving out in the beginning began to say, these people are serious. I say that in the context of a government wanting to show people that they actually did understand.
Former Prime Minister of Ireland, Enda Kenny.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc., or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.